Hello, neighbors, and welcome to Haunted House Flippers. This podcast is merely a work of pure fiction, I assure you. Should you find any similarities to anyone living or dead, or to the experiences discussed, it is certainly only a coincidence. Since you've come this far, I recommend you listen with headphones whenever possible. But if that isn't an option for you, well, I won't judge. And lastly, if you've enjoyed this experience and would like to support the cast and crew while getting some rather interesting and unique rewards, please look for us on Patreon. For the rest of the details about the show, episode transcripts, links to social media, and merch, make your way over to our website at hhfpodcast.com. Thank you for your time. May your experience be splendid.
Hi everyone, let me catch y'all up on what's been going on in my life. I, an avid paranormal investigator and researcher, recently inherited the motherlode of all haunted houses, an old Victorian home nestled in historically spooky New Hampshire. So, while my wife and I work to restore it, I am going to painstakingly document every single thing that occurs on this property. Unfortunately, even with all of my professional equipment, the only thing that seems to be working correctly right now is my old trusty handheld recorder here. Now, regardless, I can't wait to see what we can capture and share as proof of the other side. One more thing. If anyone wants to reach out to me with questions or comments, you can email me at ghostguytom@gmail.com, or you can follow me at facebook.com/hauntedhouseflippers. All right, let's get right into it, and remember, if you've got it, haunt it. My name is Tom Miller, and this is Haunted House Flippers. Episode 3, Ghosts and Gardens. Check, check, chickadee mic check.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, everyone. Ghost Guy Tom here. Wait. And it's been about a week since... Yes, love?
Ghost Guy Tom?
Yeah. Yeah, it's my community handle.
Community? What community? You have, like, 3 friends, and one of them is me, and another is your mom.
Whatever.
So, what community?
My paranormal investigator community.
I say again. Oh, Lord.
Listen, I already have some incredible evidence to share with the community, and we are about to get a ton more. So I needed to make a handle for myself, and also an email.
What? You didn't want to use your cool personal one? Isn't it like XXX_TomBro69 or something?
Yeah, it's close enough. And so what? I've had that account forever.
Isn't it an AOL account?
Yeah, like I said, I've had it forever.
I am aware. It's just that most adults end up making a more professional email for more adult conversations. Wait a minute.
What?
What email do you use for literally anything adult related? You know, like bills, appointments, taxes, job related stuff?
No, I just use...
Do not tell me that you use that stupid edgelord email for our taxes.
Okay.
Okay, what?
I won't.
Dare I ask what your new email is?
ghostguytom@gmail.com. What? Tom the ghost guy was somehow taken.
Why is that better? You need to go on your phone right now and make a normal, professional, adult email account.
Like what?
I don't care. Try tom.miller or something.
Okay. Nope. Taken.
Adjust it then. Thomas.miller. T.miller. Add your birth year at the end. It doesn't matter.
No, those all seem to be taken. Tom Miller is a pretty common name, okay?
Tom, please don't make me do it myself.
Ah, got one.
Oh, thank you.
No problem, hon.
Wait. What is it?
It is XXX_Tom.Miller69.
Delete it.
What? Why?
Delete it, or I swear to God, I will push you out of this car.
But you're driving.
I know, Tom. I know.
All right, where was I? Oh yeah, so a little over a week ago, my wife and I got a mysterious letter claiming that I had inherited a house from my supposedly recently deceased grandfather, the address, and nothing more. All of which is highly suspect. So, we've taken off in our grand adventure to...
Hi everyone, Janet here. I just want to correct my husband on being an idiot. The letter, although unexplained, wasn't mysterious. This was a typical inheritance letter with all of the information we needed about the property, including contact information for the lawyer that handled the will. We also got a phone call, did you forget that part, Tom? From his grandfather's very kind neighbor, willing to meet us and help us out. Nothing is suspect. And your grandfather literally just passed away. You were at his funeral, you waffle.
So, yeah, we are off to beautiful and haunted New Hampshire.
New Hampshire isn't haunted.
Yeah, sure it is.
Look, even if I believed in any of this garbage, the entire state would not be haunted.
And how do you know?
Okay, Mr. Paranormal Investigator, what is your evidence of this?
It is really old.
So are you.
And I am haunted. I am a skeleton filled with meat controlled by a ghost.
There is a time and place for you to be right. This is not one of those times.
Wait. Did you just admit that I'm right?
Tuck and roll, Tom.
I'll shut up now. And we're back. There is my beauty, my life, my one true love.
You had better be talking about me.
Well, I mean, I was referring to the,
Yes?
I was just referring to how stunning you look today.
Thanks, sweets. Because if I divorce you, pretty sure it isn't legal for you to marry a house.
Actually, it's happened.
Why?
Because true love cannot be stopped.
No. I mean, why do you know this?
Oh, it was on a podcast.
You are so weird.
Hey, you chose to marry this.
Huh? To err is human.
I don't follow.
This is my shocked face.
All right, well, you have to admit, this house could be really pretty.
Yeah, I can't argue that.
She just needs a good coat of paint, and she'll be as good as new.
Tom? Did you forget the condition of the house?
It wasn't that bad.
You should probably have another listen to your recordings, Mr. I Fainted Because of a Chair and Some Wood Rot.
Whatever, Miss I Hate Nature and Its Lovely Critters.
Is this about the raccoon?
No. Maybe.
Get out of the car before I lock you in with the windows up. I don't see Lee's car.
Yeah, maybe they're burying a body.
Maybe you'll be next. Anyway, go see if the door is unlocked while I start unloading.
You sure you don't want your big, strong husband to unload the car for you?
I'm pretty sure I could bench press you.
Lies.
Want to find out?
Not really.
Then go.
You can stop flexing anytime now.
Why? You afraid of these pythons, little man? You want to buy 2 tickets to this gun show?
Well, that's enough coffee for you for today.
It's barely 8 a.m. I have been awake since 4:30. If you touch my coffee, this house will be haunted. So help me God.
I'm going to go check on that door.
No, come back here. I need to get my workout in for the day.
No, you're scaring me. It's locked.
Oh, all right. I'll give Lee a call and let him know we're here.
Cool.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Lee. It's Janet.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. You?
I'm well enough. Sorry I'm running late.
I will go around back and see if there's another door to open.
Yeah, we are here. Okay, great. All right, thanks so much.
All right, everyone. The house is mysteriously locked up tighter than Fort Knox, so I'm going to have a look-see around the back. I realized that we never got a tour of the backyard last time, so I have to wonder, what was Lee trying to hide? All right, I'm currently walking around the right side of the house. We've got a few trees in the front yard and some overgrown bushes along the side of the house. Up ahead, I can see an iron fence. It's that kind of the pokey, pointy bits that are on the top. There's a metal archway and there's a gate. I would bet at least $8 that it's locked. It isn't locked. I didn't actually place a real bet, so that doesn't count. I'll just edit that part out later. I can kind of see a stone walkway under all the grass, weeds, and vines that have taken over. I'm walking down the side of the house. Oh, remnants of a garden and some flower beds. Some other similar planty type things are all over the place.
Thomas!
Busy! Wow, is that a fountain?
Thomas! Lee is here. Need you to come back, please.
I'm busy. We've got a spooky statue.
Now.
Fine. Guess I'll explore this later, but Lee has some questions to answer. Seriously, what kind of house just has gardens and flower beds and vines and a fountain and a statue and who knows what else? I need to investigate this some.
Hello, Thomas.
Ah! Oh. Lee, hi. You scared me.
For a ghost hunter, I...
Paranormal investigator, please.
Didn't expect you to startle so easily.
Well, I wasn't expecting you to just appear at the gate.
I've been standing here for several minutes. The gate even squeaked, and the dead walk faster than you.
And how would you know that exactly?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yes. Yes, I would. But I also want to know what kind of house just has gardens and flower beds and vines and a fountain and a statue and who knows what else.
Are those actual questions?
Are you avoiding them?
Not at all. Would you like the answers in the order you asked?
Yes? Yes, I would.
Thomas, this is an old Victorian home with a rather large piece of property, especially for this area. Gardens and flower beds are absurdly common. There's a trailer park down the road. Most people have flower beds.
Fair. Next.
Vines. I do my best to keep up with the property, but I am far more concerned with ensuring the house doesn't collapse in on itself than I am with the landscaping. And even that has its limitations, as you can see from the state of the kitchen.
Okay. Fountain.
Victorian house, Tom.
Yeah, but who really has fountains?
People with more money than us.
Also fair. And the statue?
Probably haunted.
What? Really?
Anyway, the house is unlocked.
Wait, but the step... the hell? Lee is gone. Literally just vanished. My friends, I turned around for just a moment to merely gesture to the backyard, and when I turned back around, Lee's just gone. I need to get to the front of the house and tell Janet. Oh, never mind. Lee was just around the corner. I'll just edit this out later as well.
About time.
Hey, you've got answers to more questions that I need answers to.
Oh?
It can wait. First, what in the why did I let you pack unsupervised hell is all of this?
My gear?
Your gear. It's your ghost crap, isn't it?
You said to pack the essentials.
I did say that. Yes.
And this is essential.
Darling, why do you hate me?
You said to pack what we needed most, so I did.
I meant clothes, food, and tools.
I did, and those are tools.
Okay, enlighten me. What is this?
That is a very delicate piece of equipment called an electronic neuralizing imaging magnification array, or in our local community lingo, an ENIMA.
That spells enema. You have a machine that you spent real money on that's called an enema? That is incredible.
You're not saying it right.
Oh, I think I am. Is it called that because I'm going to shove it up your ass?
Why are you saying it weird?
Fine. I'll humor you. What is it used for?
Well, it's a very delicate instrument.
Oh, does it repair roofs?
Well, no. No, it's used for...
Oh, does it paint walls?
No, I'm just trying to tell you that... Just let me unload it. I'm going to need two hands for this to unload. Tom the Ghost Guy, signing off for a few. I will be back shortly. Well, that took way longer than it should have.
Yep, it sure did. I can't even begin to imagine why.
So, yeah. It's been a few hours, but we are going to check out some of the property with Lee while we still have some daylight.
Or we could take a break and, I don't know, have dinner? Maybe a really late lunch?
But spooky backyard.
Oh my god, fine. But you are buying me Chinese food.
Deal.
Just so we're clear, the only reason I am agreeing to this is because I know you won't shut up about it if we don't.
I mean, you're not wrong.
That and I really want crab rangoon. Lee, do you mind a quick tour of the yard? I'll buy you dinner as compensation for... that.
Why are you gesturing wildly in my direction? Why are your eyebrows doing that thing? Oh.
I don't mind, and thank you, I appreciate it, but it's not necessary. I'll need to be getting home soon before it gets dark.
So Lee can't be out after dark. If that isn't fishier than a pile of fish at a fish store, I don't know what is.
Cats.
Fishier than a pile of cats? It's a weird analogy, but okay.
No, I have cats. I need to feed them. If I don't feed them, I risk being eaten in my sleep.
Not sure I'd want cannibalistic cats, but okay.
You mean carnivorous?
Yeah, that.
You do know that cats are...
Don't bother, Lee. He retains useful information like a colander holds water.
Hey, I remember lots of useful and important things.
Oh yeah? When's our anniversary?
That's easy. 4 days after your birthday.
Wow. I'm actually impressed. When's my birthday?
4 days before our anniversary.
I am less impressed. I hate you so much.
Can we go outside now?
Yes. I need fresh air to help me contemplate where I'm going to hide your body.
Say that again, Lee. The recorder wasn't on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was being interviewed. What I said was, back when this house was first built, there was a lot more property connected to it, and even more before its construction.
How much are we talking?
The original property was around 40 acres, and the first house wasn't where yours is. It was set a ways back and was actually closer to mine. My house used to be on the same lot, and was actually the carriage house for the first family. I've only ever found one photograph of it, but it was a beautiful mansion, built in the mid-1700s, if I recall. Sadly, a fire destroyed it and claimed the lives of 18 people who were living there.
Oh my god, 18?
Yeah. It was a large family to begin with, but there were dozens of people employed to the family for various jobs. Maids, servants, cooks, farmhands. It's considered the worst tragedy in the town's history.
I'm guessing they split up the property afterwards?
More or less, yes. The remaining family sold it all and wanted nothing to do with it. A few years later, some wealthy family came in, bought it, and divided it into three sections. A small section with the carriage house, your property, and the rest was donated to a local conservation group and ultimately fenced off.
So, what are we looking at now, Lee?
Well, your grandmother, much like many of the other residents, loved flowers. So all of these old, empty flower beds along the side of the house used to make for a stunning walkway. And under all of this grass and moss is a really beautiful stone path. It was actually your family that brought back the idea of creating a canopy of ivy and climbing roses. It was truly a lovely sight.
Oh, I could do that. I could bring all that back.
Tom, you're lucky you can grow your own hair.
And here we have the backyard. Over the years, this has been meticulously groomed to be the perfect setting for many outdoor gatherings, picnics, ceremonies.
Ceremonies? Like witchcraft?
Like weddings.
Oh. No gatherings of practitioners of the dark arts.
Is there a difference?
Tom, shut up.
You know what? Yeah, absolutely. And they used to sacrifice animals in the fountain until it ran red with blood.
Oh my god, then what?
I'll have to research my ancient tomes and get back to you.
Wait, are you being facetious with me?
Wow. Pretty sure that might be the biggest word in your vocabulary.
It is.
I'll have to get back to you on that. Anyway, that's a fountain. It hasn't worked in years, unfortunately.
Okay, so tell me about this statue. For my listeners, this statue is of a man who is at least, 8 feet tall, dressed in long robes, carrying a staff with what looks like an owl face and a medallion on the end. He's holding a book, and he's looking off into the distance. It's kind of creepy.
Your listeners?
Don't ask. But, yeah, I agree with Tom for once. It's a little creepy. I think it's because the eye sockets are...
Yeah, that doesn't help.
The history is very brief, but very interesting. Literally, no one knows who it's supposed to represent, who built it, or when.
Wow, really?
Yep. It appears in the only photo we have of the original house, and there are a few written accounts of people attending a party either at the original home or this one and mentioned the statue. But it apparently lacks a written account of its history.
It has markings on the base. That probably is the answer. I mean, it has Roman numerals on it. This is probably either the year he died or when it was built.
You'd think so. Look again. There are too many characters to be a date. And the rest of the inscription doesn't make sense regardless of how you try to translate it.
Maybe it's a cipher.
Honestly, that is the common theory, but no one has been able to figure it out.
Ooh, a mystery. I know some people might be able to help with this.
Better call Scoob and the gang.
Listen, if I could, I would, and you know that. So what's with the giant cauldron thing behind it?
You mean the plant potter?
You say tomato, I say potato.
I'm understanding more and more why you say what so often.
I'm so glad someone else gets it.
Anyway, over here used to be an enclosed patio. The stones under all the grass are really quite lovely. There's a glass mosaic in the center. I would love to see this area filled with life and love again.
This sounds really beautiful.
And that is the fence I mentioned. I'm not sure how many acres are back there, but it's all thick woods now and privately owned.
Who owns it?
Honestly, I have no idea. The town records just listed as private property and conservation land. Obviously, there have been lots of people who try to sneak in, but in every case, they...
are never seen again.
Are arrested and charged with trespassing. It doesn't happen often, though.
Oh my god, what was that?
You don't get outside much, do you? Probably a squirrel, a chipmunk, a rabbit, a cat, maybe even your raccoon friend.
You mean Natalie?
You named it.
I was always told that if you know something's name, you take away its power.
And what power does this raccoon have?
Natalie.
I am not calling it Natalie.
Then we've already lost.
And on that note, I'm going home.
We didn't look at the kitchen. You said this is how we get in, right?
It is, but there's no electricity in there at the moment, and we are almost out of daylight. I'm happy to show it to you tomorrow. Do either of you need anything before I head out?
No, I think we're all set. We're just gonna grab a few things and head back to the motel. Which, by the way, thank you so much for setting that up.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you, Lee. Have a great night.
You too. Give me a call when you're heading over, and I'll swing by.
And then there were two.
I just need my purse and keys. Can you run in and grab them, please?
Yeah, sure thing, hon. All right, my spooky friends. Tom the Ghost Guy signing out for the night. Remember, you can email me at ghostguytom@gmail.com with any questions, comments, requests, or suggestions. Anyway, good night, all.
Walk into the house. Glad it's got power. Not that I'm scared of the dark or anything like that, but I sure appreciate electricity and the light bulbs. And so then I'm out in the dark, walking alone through this big and creepy house that I know is haunted, but I really don't want to think about that right now. Okay, purse, where? Ah, there you are. Okay, gotcha. And keys. On the table. Alright, gotcha. And now we just responsibly turn off these lights. We will just turn them all off as we exit each room so I don't have to be left in the dark. Not that I'm afraid of the dark or anything like that. Ah!
Where did you go?
Okay. Okay. Why does this switch control the whole... That doesn't make sense. That's not cool, Ghost. Not cool at all. I mean, electrician who wired this thing. It's not cool. Fine. I'll just turn that room off from the hallway. And the dining room is still lit. Why am I? Fine. I guess we'll just have to channel the strength of my heroes. Scoob and the gang. You ready, gang? 3, 2, 1. Run!
Haunted House Flippers is an original podcast written, produced, and edited by J.D. Laurier, who also voiced Tom Miller. Janet Miller is played by Melissa Croft. Lee was played by Adrian Johnson. Our theme song is Buzzard's Bay by The Shortcuts, and yes, ghostguytom@gmail.com is in fact a real email address. For more information, you can check us out at facebook.com/hauntedhouseflippers. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will catch you next time.